51 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour here on Monday, September 22nd. James Timberlake in studio with Julie Chadwick.
Good morning, James.
Good morning. Welcome to the morning show here today.
Thank you.
September 22nd. Joan Jett's birthday.
Woo, she's awesome. Saw her at the Trails End concert.
Oh, really?
Park,
yeah. She was here.
She
okay.
was great.
There we go. Joan Jett and the lead singer of the Blackhearts, 67 years old.
Oh.
Andrea Bocelli. Opera, pop singer as well, 67 years old. Bonnie Hunt is 64 years old. She's an actress. Cheaper by the Dozen, Bug's Life, a bunch of other stuff like that. Billy Piper is 43 years old. And Tom Felton, famous actor from the Harry Potter series, played Draco Malfoy.
Yeah.
He is 38, which is...
Wow.
Yeah, that makes me feel really old. Draco Malfoy is now 38 years old, ladies and gentlemen. It happened today, 1692. We can all celebrate this one. Well... We can celebrate that this was the last day of it. The last hangings for witchcraft occurred in the United States on this day in 1692.
I would say we celebrate the day after today.
Yeah, I know. I entered that probably pretty poorly. So we're happy it's over.
Yes.
Yeah. 1692. Can't believe it's actually, I mean, it's weird to think it's been that long. I thought there had been more recent versions of that. 1951, the first live sporting event seen coast to coast in the United States. A college football game between Duke and the University of Pittsburgh was televised on NBC.
The first ever
televised coast to coast.
Wow, I would have thought it would have been a professional football game or something.
College football. College football's got deep roots when it comes to broad. They've been pretty ahead of the game, no pun intended, when it comes to broadcasting stuff like that. 1994, the sitcom Friends debuted on NBC.
Still going strong.
Well, no, not anymore. But
I mean,
they're still very popular.
Yeah.
Still very popular. And then also, September 22nd, 2003, David Himpleman Adams became the first person to cross the Atlantic Ocean in an open-air wicker basket hot air balloon.
Wow.
That'd be awful.
I don't know. There's people that do that in the small catamarans. I'm going to cross the ocean.
Yeah, but not in a wicker basket.
Yeah. Almost.
Flying through the air. No, that'd
yeah,
be...
I don't know. Either one.
Dangerous game. Where do you drop the sand? If you drop the sandbags in the ocean, does it still work the same to float to the ground?
No, I think you're just traveling across the ocean breeze and you land wherever.
I wonder where that person is now. I wonder if David Himpleman Adams probably hates hot air balloons now. Like, I don't ever want to be in that thing ever again.
Maybe he landed on an island and no one ever knew what happened.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We don't know his story. I got to look it up now.
Special events. Today is the first day of autumn.
Yes, it is.
It is the first day of autumn today. It's Astronomy Day as well. It's Daughter's Day.
Aw. Sure. Shout out to Grace.
Shout out to Grace. Business Women's Day. Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Chainmail Day. I'm wearing mine right now.
That was a joke. I'm like, what?
Not wearing chainmail. Dear Diary Day. Everybody's got a diary. Becoming more and more popular every single day.
Also known as journaling.
Journaling, yeah, same thing. Hobbit Day. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out my
awesome
hobbits.
Awesome series.
Yeah. International Day of Radiant Peace.
Well,
sure.
That's super important right now.
Sure. Love Note Day.
Okay.
Bakery Day. Oh, love a good bakery.
Every day is a bakery day.
Every day should be a bakery day. Brave Day, I think, is an acronym, BRAVE, because it's all in capital letters. Eat Local Day. Definitely. We got a bunch of local restaurants to check out around Sheridan. Elephant Appreciation Day.
Again, every day should be Elephant Appreciation Day.
Who doesn't love elephants?
They're amazing.
They're the best. Okay, so today it is also I think it's today or this week, it's Rotten Tomatoes' 25th anniversary. Rotten Tomatoes, the famous critic site, I guess is what you kind of call it.
IMDb.
It's kind of where they funnel all of the critic reviews into one location. So they ranked the best TV shows of the last 25 years. They gave it a top 10. They also did movies, but we'll do TV shows first. Top 10, 6 Feet Under, number
really?
9. I don't know what that is.
I've never seen it.
9, Lost, very popular.
Okay.
8, Twin Peaks, The Return. So
the
newer
Return,
version.
Not the other one.
7, Game of Thrones.
Okay.
6, The Leftovers.
Never heard of it.
A very underrated show that I didn't know a lot about until I watched it recently. Pretty good. Succession, number 5, very popular TV show. Mad Men, number 4.
Yep.
And then the top 3 are probably pretty obvious to everybody that knows TV. Number 3, The Wire. Number 2, The Sopranos. And number 1, Breaking Bad.
Friends wasn't on there?
Friends is not on there.
Wow.
Friends is 94.
Oh,
is 94, so not 25, or older than 25 years
Breaking
old.
Breaking Bad. Yeah, those are Those are all
I think
good.
That's a pretty common for everybody's
Call
top
Saul three.
Better
Call Saul should have been on there.
Yeah, that is actually a surprising omission. I'm surprised Better Call Saul is not on here.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, that is. I'm surprised
I
that's not on here.
I almost thought that was better than Breaking Bad.
That's a lot of people's... I think you'd be surprised at how many people would agree with you on that. Yeah. Or close to it. 25 best movies of the last 25 years from Rotten Tomatoes. They did this as well. Number 10, The Social Network. Love that movie.
Really?
Fantastic film.
Huh.
Great movie.
Never saw it.
Really good. Number 9, The Matrix. Of course.
Need to rewatch that.
Number 8, Pan's Labyrinth. Never seen it.
Oh my
it,
gosh.
Need to
Very
see it.
Very good.
It's a Guillermo del Toro movie.
Yeah.
Number 7, Spirited Away. Animated movie.
Oh yeah. It's a.
Can't think of his name.
Ghibli.
Studio Ghibli. Yeah.
Ghibli. Yeah. That's good.
I can't remember the name of the guy, but yeah, he's done plenty. I think he has another one in here, if I'm not mistaken. In the Mood for Love, number 6. I don't know that movie. I've never heard of that movie. Number 5, Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
I've never heard of that one either.
That one's, I think, 2019, if I remember. Saoirse Ronan, kind of her coming out movie, if you will. Timothy Chalamet's in the movie.
Hmm.
Pretty good movie. The Dark Knight, obviously. Not surprising there. Number 4. And then number 3, Mulholland Drive. David Lynch, rest in peace.
I need to watch that one again.
Rest in peace, David Lynch. I think that's a David Lynch movie, if
it
I'm not
is,
mistaken.
Yeah,
okay,
it
yeah.
Is.
Rest in peace, David Lynch. Number 2, Parasite. Very good movie. South Korean film. Fantastic. And then number 1, this is fair. I agree. I don't know if I'd put it number 1, but it'd definitely be in my top 10 list. Mad Max Fury Road.
Huh.
Seen that movie 7 times,
like, I haven't
probably.
Seen a lot of these movies, so I might need to...
You've never seen Mad Max Fury Road?
No.
It's in this list for one of the best movies of the last 25 years. It could be in a list for one of the greatest movies of all time, in my opinion. It's one
is that
of the best action movies ever. Well, it's not... It's
the remake of that one?
Kind of. Okay. It's a reintroduction of the franchise, if you will, because George Miller came back. One of my favorite trivia things for George Miller made Mad Max, the original Mad Max movies, like Thunderdome, the original one,
okay,
and whatever the second
what
one is,
of, yeah.
or the third one, all with Mel Gibson, and then he went on to make Happy Feet.
Wow.
For Pixar. And
wow.
then he was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to make another Mad Max movie. And then proceeded to make one of the best movies of all time. Mad Max Fury Road. And also Happy Feet. So
that's crazy.
Whenever you're watching Happy Feet next, just think of Mad Max. This guy, the same
Dark.
Guy that directed this movie made Mad Max. So that's I love that piece of trivia. Trivia. There are roughly 39,000 of these types of stores in the U.S.
How many?
39,000 of these types of stores
types
in the U.S.
Types of stores?
Yep.
Discount stores.
I'll give you that. Dollar stores is the answer.
Well, that's what
so
I was going to say, but
yeah.
you said types of stores,
yeah.
so I didn't know.
I think it means, well, discount / dollar stores, I think, is all encompassing. So
okay.
Dollar General, all
yeah, that's
inexpensive
I'm,
dollar store
that's
type
where
retailers.
I was going.
Yeah. So you got that. You nailed it. In 1900, just 36 Americans people died. Well, let me try that again. In 1900, just 36 Americans people died this way. Last year, around 40,000 did.
In 1900, how many?
36. And last year, 40,000.
Flu.
That's a good guess. Same lane, if you will. That's
pneumonia.
Same lane. That's a hint.
A cold?
Lane.
Know.
No, lane. Like, think of the word lane. Highway traffic.
That's not even close. I'm